Track 9, back to the news. Second explosive at town recycling centre. A second explosive in a week has been found at Newton Abbott's recycling centre. The detonator of an explosive shell was discovered at Brunel Road Household Waste Recycling Centre on Sunday, the second such find at the facility in just a week. The police were called and the Royal Navy Bomb Squad removed the device. A week earlier, a suspected grenade triggered an emergency response at the centre. The device was also removed by members of the bomb disposal team. This is the third time in the last 6 months a suspicious device has been found at one of the county's recycling centres, prompting Devon County Council, which runs recycling centres, to alert police, who then contact the military explosive ordnance disposal team. The discovery of such devices left in recycling facilities forces an emergency services response, as well as inconveniencing both staff and residents. Users are once again being urged to think carefully before bringing items to recycling centres, particularly if they are old, unlabelled, or could be mistaken for something hazardous. Councillor Jackie Hodgson, Cabinet Member responsible for Waste Services, said, "These incidents are entirely preventable and place unnecessary pressure on emergency services, disrupt our staff and inconvenience the public. Items such as explosives, flares, fireworks and ammunition must never be brought to our sites. By taking simple precautions, everyone can help keep our centres safe."
Green light for major steam railway project. One of Teignbridge's top tourist attractions has been given the green light for a major new project. South Devon Railway, which attracts more than 90,000 visitors every year, has had the go-ahead for a new locomotive restoration shed to carry on its work preserving steam engines and rolling stock at Buckfast Lee. It first applied for permission for the project back in 2022 and created a share offer to help pay for the work, which also includes a new car park and landscaping. Now it has been given the go-ahead by Teignbridge Council. Just two people objected when the plan was advertised. Documents submitted by the railway explain, "The SDR is one of Devon's and the West Country's best-loved tourist attractions and is the longest established steam railway in the South West, celebrating more than 50 years in preservation. It says in addition to being a leading tourist attraction, its volunteer workforce of more than 500 people means it is an important part of the community. It provides a base for school visits, training and work experience for its volunteers." The application goes on, "It preserves an important part of local and national heritage for the enjoyment of all." The application says its design plans will improve the environment and appearance of the site, while extra car parking will meet existing and future needs. It says the proposals will deliver significant benefits, including the enhancement of a major visitor attraction, benefiting the local economy. The proposals will provide additional employment and volunteering opportunities and enhance the educational benefits of the site. The railway operates between Buckfast Lee and Totnes, with a station between at Staverton. The branch was opened in 1872 and mainly used for transporting goods such as coal, wool and cider. In 1971, the line from Buckfast Lee to Ashburton was lost due to the widening of the A38. In 1991, the line was taken over by a registered charity, the South Devon Railway Trust, and renamed the South Devon Railway.
Becky Falls featured on new stamp set. A famous Teignbridge waterfall is to be featured on a new set of stamps unveiled by the Royal Mail that showcase some of the UK's most enchanting and spectacular waterfalls. Becky Falls is one of 10 stamps in the set, featuring photography of waterfalls from all four nations of the UK, capturing the power and the beauty of some of our most dramatic natural landscapes. Becker Brook is a tributary of Dartmoor's River Bovey, located in ancient oak woodland that is home in springtime to bluebell displays. Just before entering the river, the brook tumbles 20 metres down a boulder-filled section of the side valley. It splits many times as it flows between the enormous moss-clad lumps of granite spread across the 10-metre-wide channel. Paul Richards, owner of Becky Falls, said, "It's a real privilege to see Becky Falls featured on a Royal Mail stamp as part of this wonderful celebration of the UK's most spectacular waterfalls. It's a fantastic opportunity to showcase one of Devon's most beautiful natural attractions and introduce even more people to this special place. As a site of special scientific interest, conservation is at the heart of everything we do. Having the falls recognised in this way is a proud moment for everyone connected with Becky Falls. We hope this recognition will inspire more people to discover Becky Falls, helping us to continue to protect and preserve its unique natural beauty for generations to come." The stamps went on sale from 23rd of June.
Music group hits the right note with families. A Devon-based parent and child music group that runs sessions in Bovey Tracey and Newton Abbott has been named Best Children's Business in the Muddy Stilettos Awards for the second year running. The awards, which are voted for by the public, celebrate the most innovative and independent businesses across the region, with thousands of nominations and votes helping to decide the finalists and winners. Categories span everything from cafes and boutiques, stays to salons, yoga studios and family attractions. Baby Rockers, founded and hosted by musician Rhys Davies, has now secured back-to-back wins, reflecting strong support from local families who attend its sessions across Devon. Davies, lead singer of Bootleggers Turn and a former teacher of more than 20 years, created Baby Rockers after leaving the classroom to focus on early years music provision full-time. "I wanted to create something that children enjoy just as much as their parents," he said. "Parents spend so much time listening to nursery rhymes and children's songs, but Baby Rockers turns that on its head. We take the rock and indie music that mums and dads love and reimagine it in a child-friendly way. When parents are genuinely enjoying themselves, children feed off that positive energy, creating a fun and engaging atmosphere for everyone. Baby Rockers is aimed at children from birth to 4 years old and currently runs sessions in Exeter, Newton Abbott, Torquay and Bovey Tracey. Rhys also delivers sessions within nursery and childminder settings across the region."